expectations of yaqeen. And now he's going to explain how these are connected. What do these ones have? How are these dependent on leaving tadbir? So he's going them one by one. وَلَا يَصِحُّ كُلُّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْمَقَامَاتِ إِلَّا بِإِسْقَاطِ التَّدْبِيرِ مَعَ اللَّهِ وَاخْتِيَارِهِ وَالْإِخْتِيَارِ. Leaving التدبير is a precondition for these nine things. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ التَّائِبَ, he starts with the one who, the tawbah. And the tawbah, as we know, is the first maqam, is the first stage for anybody to pass through it. Before you've gone through tawbah, you don't go anywhere else. And you can't go through tawbah until you've left tadbir, so we realize how fundamental this thing is that we're studying. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ التَّائِبَ كَمَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَتُوبَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ كَذَلِكَ يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَتُوبَ مِنَ التَّدْبِيرِ مَعَ رَبِّهِ لِأَنَّ التَّدْبِيرَ وَالِاخْتِيَارَ هُوَ كَبَائِرِ الْقُلُوبِ وَالْأَسْرَارِ. He says that the one who, if you want to do tawbah, it means that you have to leave everything that Allah doesn't like, and tadbir is one of the things he doesn't like, and it is مِنْ كَبَائِرِ الْقُلُوبِ, it is one of the kabair of the heart. Like there are big sins, like not praying, that are outward big sins, and there are kabair, big sins that are from the heart, and tadbir is one of those sins because it is the type of shirk. وَالتَّوْبَةُ هِيَ الرُّجُوعُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ كُلِّ مَا لَا يَرْضَى لَكَ. Tawbah means to go back to Allah and leave everything he doesn't like. وَالتَّدْبِيرُ لَا يَرْضَاهُ لَكَ لِأَنَّهُ شِرْكٌ بِالرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. And he doesn't like the tadbir because it is a form of shirk, it's a form of inna shirk. He's trying to be a partner in his lordship, in his rububiyyah. وَكُفْرٌ لِنِعْمَةِ الْعَقْلِ. And it also means that you are showing ingratitude for the favor of intelligence. He's going to explain that in just a minute. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعَبْدِهِ كُفْرًا. He doesn't like his servant to do kufr. Kufr is a complicated word in Arabic. It actually means to hide. That is a good meaning. Kufr is meant in one way to deny Islam, for instance. It's also used to deny favors in the meaning of ingratitude. Yes, he uses it in the form of ingratitude. He says you are denying the ni'mah of your intelligence, and that is kufr, that is ingratitude, hiding Allah's favors. وَكَيْفَ تَصِحُ التَّوْبَةُ عَبْدٍ مَهْرُورٍ بِتَدْبِيرِ دُنْيَاهُ غَافِلٍ عَنْ حُسْنِ رِعَايَةِ مَوْلَاهُ. And how can the tawbah of a servant be valid when he is busy managing his dunya, and he doesn't accept the providence of his Lord? وَكَذَلِكَ لَا يَصِحُّ الْزُهْدُ إِلَّا بِخُرُوجِ عَنِ التَّدْبِيرِ وَأَنَّهُ أَنْتَ مُخَاطَبٌ بِالْخُرُوجِ عَنِهِ وَالزُّهْدِ فِيهِ تَدْبِيرُهُ. And zuhd also is something that cannot be realized when you are doing tadbir, because tadbir is one of the things that you should do without. Zuhd means to do without unnecessary sin, and tadbir is unnecessary. So you cannot have zuhd if you are managing. إذا زهد زهدان زهد ظاهر جلي وزهد باطن خفي. Zuhd is of two types, inward and outward. فظاهر جلي الزهد في فضول الحلال من المأكولات والملبوسات من المأكولات والملبوسات وغير ذلك. The outward zuhud is to do without what you don't need in terms of food and clothing. والزهد الباطن الخفي الزهد في الرياسة وحب الظهور. And the inner zuhud is to do without the love of leadership and outward, like becoming famous, leadership and fame. وهذا الزهد في التدبير مع الله. And the tadbir with Allah is from this category. I think we'll stop there and to maybe give the mic to Brother Omar. So that was about Tawbah and Zuhud, the two first. So the next point, we read the Tawbah and the Zuhud. Now comes the Sabr and the Shukr, patience and gratitude. وكذلك لا يصح الصبر لا يصح الصبر ولا شكر إلا بإسقاط التدبير وذلك لأن الصابر من صبر على ما يحب الله صبر and شكر both are invalid with تدبير and when it comes to صبر صبر are of two types ومما لا يحب الله تعالى الله تعالى تدبير التدبير معه والاختيار and the tadbir and choosing is amongst those things he doesn't like. لِأَنَّ الصَّبْرَ عَلَىٰ أَقْسَامٍ The two parts, the two types of sabr. صَبْرٌ عَنِ الْمَحْرُومَاتِ The sabr an means to patience in desisting and leaving what is forbidden. وَصَبْرٌ عَلَىٰ الْوَاجِبَاتِ The sabr عَلَىٰ to have patience is a kind of positive patience. The sabr عَلَىٰ and sabr an is passive patience. So there is a sabra ala al-wajibat, so that is persistence, maybe better in English than patience, persistence on what is wajib. And then there's another type which is sabrun an al-tadbirat, and this is also sabrun an again, like sabrun an al-mahrumat, to have patience not to do what is forbidden and also to have patience not to do tadbir. صبر عن التدبيرات والاختيارات. وإيش تقولت؟ You can also divide the صبر in a different way. صبر عن الحظوظ البشرية وصبر على لوازم العبودية. To have صبر in leaving the share that your human being would demand, and you have صبر على the positive صبر to what Allah's lordship entails, that is what He decrees. وَمِنْ لَوَازِمِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ إِسْقَاطُ التَّدْبِيرِ مَعَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى And part of this, His accepting His lordship, is not to have tadbir. So this was about the sabr. And then he says about the shukr. وَلَا يَصِحُ الشُّكْرُ إِلَّا لِعَبْدٍ تَرَكَ التَّدْبِيرَ مَعَ اللَّهِ لِأَنَّ الشُّكْرَ كَمَا قَالَ الْجُنَيْدُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الشُّكْرُ أَنَّا يَعْصِيَ اللَّهَ بِنِعْمَتِهِ He's going to explain now the reality of shukr, which he does by quoting Imam al-Junaid رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. This is a very famous saying that I'll repeat it again for you to hear. The meaning is that the reality of shukr, the reality of gratitude, is not to use the gifts that you are giving to do something that the giver dislikes. الشكر أن لا يعصي الله بنعمتي. The shukr is not to disobey Allah using the gifts that He has given. الشكر أن لا يعصي الله بنعمتي. So Allah gives you things and then you should not use those things for doing things that He dislikes. So He gave you the aql, He gave you the intelligence. What do you do with intelligence? He says, وَلَوْلَا الْعَقْلُ الَّذِي مَيَّزَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلَىٰ أَشْكَالِكَ وَجَعَلَهُ سَبَبًا لِكَمَالِكَ لَمْ تَكُنْ مِنَ الْمُتَدَبِّرِينَ مَعَهُ He says, if Allah had not given you the intelligence, which is what distinguish you and made you perfect as a human being, but without that aql you wouldn't be able to have any tadbir, you wouldn't be amongst those who do tadbir, because the tadbir is what you use the aql, you use the intelligence to do that. إِذِ الْجَرَدَاتُ وَالْحَيْوَنَاتُ لَا تَدْبِيرَ لَهَا مَعَ اللَّهِ لِفِقْدَانِ الْعَقْلِ الَّذِي مِنْ شَأْنِهِمْ نَظَرُ إِلَى الْعُقُوبَاتِ وَالْإِهْتِمَامُ بِهَا Animals and the stones, they don't have tadbir because they don't have an intelligence. And it is intelligence that considers the outcome of things and make that their problem. So all that is the work of the aql. So what he's saying is that aql is what makes you able to do tadbir. And if you use that to do tadbir, which Allah dislikes, then you are using His gift for something that he dislikes and that goes against the shukru, according to the definition of Imam al-Junayd, shukru an la ya'si Allah bi ni'mati. The shukru is that you should not disobey him using what he has given you, his gifts.
All right, bismillah. As it was said, this chapter 3 is a station of yaqeen, and now the translation about these four qualities the abd should have is, the first one was about tawbah, that means he turns away from his sins, and he must also turn away from his tadbir with Allah, because management and choice are among the enormities of the hearts and innermost secrets. Repentance for them is returning to Allah from all that does not please him, due to its being either an association in his lordship or ingratitude for the blessing of the intellect, and Allah is not pleased with ingratitude from his slaves. The doing without, the zuhd, is that it is not valid except for the abandonment of tadbir, because what you are asked to leave and do without is your tadbir. For doing without is of two kinds, outer and apparent, or secret and inner. As for the outward zuhd, that is doing without excess in what is permissible, such as food, clothes, and so on. As for inward zuhd, that is doing without the desire for fame or the desire to be in a position of leadership, and this kind also includes doing without tadbir. Then, as we heard, patience, sabr. Neither patience nor gratitude can be sound except through the dropping of tadbir. The patient one is the one who is patient from doing what Allah does not like and perseveres against it. And one of the things Allah does not like is tadbir and choosing with him. For patience is of different kinds. Patience in regard to the forbidden things, patience in regard to the obligatory things, and patience with regard to management and choice. Or if you wish, you could say patience against the human appetites and gratifications, and patience in servitude and what it requires of you. One of the things required by servanthood is the ceasing of tadbir with Allah subhanahu the exalted. Then we have the last chapter about gratitude, shukr. Gratitude is not correct, and giving thanks is not valid except from the servant who has abandoned his tadbir. For gratitude is like what Al-Junayd radiallahu anhu said, it is that you not disobey Allah with the blessings he gave you. So he said, it is not that you disobey Allah with the blessings he gave you. And had it not been for the intellect by which Allah differentiated you from others like you and made it the cause of your perfection, you would not be of those who make tadbir with him. For inanimate objects and animals have no tadbir with Allah because they lack any intellect, and characteristic of which is looking with concern towards the future and the consequences of decisions and actions.
So I continue with your permission, inshallah. So we reach to the point of sabr and shukr. The next pair is khawf and raja, fear and hope. وَيُنَاقِدُ أَيْدًا مَقَامَ الْخَوْفِ. The tadbir also negates the state of khawf. وَالرَّجَاءِ. إذ الخوف إذ توجهت سطواته إلى القلوب منعها أن تستروح إلى وجود التدبير، والرجاء أيضا كذلك، إذ الراجي قد امتلأ قلبه فرحا بالله ووقته مشغول بمعاملة الله تعالى، فأي وقت يصحه التدبير مع الله تعالى؟ In very short terms, hope, fear and hope are two states that engross one and makes it impossible for one to engage in tadbir. وينعقد أيضا مقام التوكل. So the next prayer is توكل and رضا. وينعقد أيضا مقام التوكل، وذلك أن المتوكل على الله من من ألقى قياده إليه واعتمد في كل أموره عليه، فمن لازم ذلك عدم التدبير والاستسلام لجريان المقادير. التوكل presupposes that you just accept things as they happen and don't try to influence the events. وتعلق إسقاط التدبير بمقام التوكل والرضا أبين من تعلقه بسائر المقامات. And in the case of tawakkul and rida, this connection between dropping tadbir and those stations is much clearer than with the other. وينعقد أيضا مقام المحبة. And the last one he says is the محبة, love. إذ المحب مستغرق في حب محبوبه وترك الإرادة معه هو عين مطلوبه. The explicit objective of love is exactly to leave the wanting and to submerge oneself in the will of the beloved object. وليس يتسع وقت المحب لتدبير مع الله لأنه قد شغله عن ذلك حبه لله، ولذلك قال بعضهم من ذاق شيئا من خالص محبة الله ألهاه ذلك عما سواه. The one who really is engrossed in Allah, he will forget everything other than him. وينعقد أيضا مقام الرضا وهو بين لا إشكال فيه، وذلك أن الراضي قد اكتفى بسابق تدبير الله فيه، فكيف يكون مدبرا معه وهو قد رضي بتدبيره. When it comes to رضا, it's clear you're happy with what Allah organizes, so why would you want to organize anything else? ألم تعلم أن نور الرضا يغسل من القلوب غثاء التدبير فالراضي عن الله بسطه نور الرضا لأحكامه، فليس له تدبير مع الله، وكفى بالعبد حسن اختيار سيده له، فافهم الله.